The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe, Music Review, Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
Can't be loved by everyone all the time.
Well, I know that I'm not. It's not always like I see sometimes the look of like annoyance sometimes coming over the microphone from you.
Sure. I get annoyed by everyone, even myself. So, you know.
And that's the thing that he says after he tells people that he gets annoyed. He gets annoyed with everyone.
Yeah, it lessens the blow.
You annoy me, but you know I annoy myself.
Yeah. So
but, like you annoy
me. You really annoy me.
The real take home from this talk is
oh boy,
you annoy me.
Let that be the thing that you take away. Let that be the thing that sticks.
Yeah, that's what we love. It's an open dialogue.
That's right. Nothing's off limits here at the IDTU. Universal headquarters.
The Universal headquarters.
It's on a
it's
floating.
It's a fine day today here for over the Universal headquarters.
It really was.
I was walking the grounds earlier and admiring the shrubbery and the trees.
Well, you know that's a simulation because we're floating on an underground lake right now.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't we? After you get off of the lake, there's a small park area that you can. We have peacocks, right?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. You know, I forgot about the park.
It's a well-managed English-style garden.
Yes, underground.
It's underground too?
No, I guess not. I guess it can be above ground.
Peacocks kind of need that.
Right, and we have a very nice day today, and that's how we're able to see the sun.
Right, because we like the sun.
Yes.
Yes, I like the sun at least.
I do too. And
I love our underground floating headquarters as well.
It feels safer.
I don't have to choose allegiances there because I would be afraid to which one I would have to choose.
Yes, but you would like stay the sun, underground.
Especially
come
after
to the
long
underground world.
Portland winter.
Yeah, seriously. That is real. That whole sun makes you happier stuff,
man.
That's real. That's real.
It was like a bunch of people on cocaine running around town today.
Seriously.
Did you see them? They were all just fucking crazy.
I mean, everyone seems like they're in a better mood.
Even the dogs were all like...
Oh, the dogs are fucking loving this shit. I love it. They're like, oh, I get to go run around. It's so great.
Oh, there's the Spencer dog voice.
I'm a dog. Yeah. And then this is my cat voice. Hello. I am a feline.
That's how you talk to your animals.
Oh, no, that's not. That's
when
like how I imagine.
When are you going to get a dog named Rusty?
A dog named Rusty. Oh, Rusty is a pretty cute dog name. Oh, boy. I don't know. Hopefully soon. I would probably need my own place.
That would be a good thing. Like, you would be
having
a good dude with a dog. You know, just like a super, like, extra charming, like, dog that, like, just kind of, you know, that you taught it, like, weird tricks and, like, things. Like, yeah, that could be a thing.
I don't know. I sometimes feel bad for dogs, for pet dogs, even though I love them. But even pet dogs, if they're not getting taken out every day, like, all day, they're kind of, like, you know, they're a little bummed out some of the time.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
And a dog basically wants to be wandering and sniffing for like 17 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it would like to be doing.
Yeah.
And so that's why they're always like so stoked when you're like, walk? You're like, oh yeah, that's like all I want to do. Can I please just do the one thing? Oh, actually, no, you need to wait in here for 8 hours. Without knowing when anyone's going to be back.
10 minutes.
Right. And then go outside for 10 minutes. So I just feel bad for those kinds of dogs. And sometimes I wonder, like, are those homeless dogs, are they happier than pets? You know what I mean? Because they just get to wander around, sniff trash.
Man, this is the longest walk ever.
Yeah. This walk just doesn't end. Oh, and then we just sleep in a new place.
That was voted the best joke ever. It's a...
What?
I don't remember exactly.
Are you fucking
how
with me right now?
It's a Norman. What's his name?
Norm Macdonald.
Norm Macdonald joke. And it's, yeah, homeless dog. Dogs of homeless people must be like, man, this is the longest walk ever.
Oh, word. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Norm MacDonald.
And they really are. Like, homeless dogs are really pretty happy.
They seem usually pretty chipper. I mean, some of them have, like, a kind of a guarded look to them, I think.
Right.
You know, because they are, I do think it's a rougher life. And especially,
dogs feed off the attitude of their owners.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times if a dog from a homeless person is pretty aggro, that means that the owner is probably having a hard time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, and I was having this conversation with Aaron actually the other day, and he pointed out that actually small dogs are way better off inside. Like, if you just let those little guys roam around, that's why you don't see any homeless people with little yippers, you know. All those dogs live in, like, big old mansions, and they fucking love it, you know. Where they live
little dogs are not, I mean, basically, let's face it, like, if it all went back to nature and humanity disappeared, the domestic dog would not be something that would probably survive. You know, it, no matter what, it's just not hardy enough of an animal that it probably wouldn't survive. There might be a few breeds that would, Siberian Huskies, some different things like that.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they're pretty, I mean, if you watch any of, like, The World Without Us or any of those documentaries, it's all pretty much agreed that especially little dogs would be gone so quick.
Yeah.
But even the bigger dogs, you know, they're just not, like, really hardy enough to be surviving and sleeping outdoors all of the time. They even need, like, their dog house.
Yeah. You know? No, they'll get too cold.
Yeah.
Well, that has been an interesting meditation on dogs at the beginning. It's very topical because what are we about to do? I don't know either.
Is it topical?
No, it's not.
What are we doing?
Well, I'll tell you what we're doing. We're doing another episode of Hit or Shit. That's right. You didn't see it coming and neither did we. But that's okay because that's kind of how we play things over here at the ITDQ.
Our lead-ins are arbitrary, ladies and gentlemen.
What? No, how dare you? How dare you?
We have no idea how we're going to get to where we're going to come. And if we don't get there in time, we just go there.
We just hop right over.
Hop over.
We fold the space-time continuum.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
it's
we
like
do.
Some,
I don't know.
Scott Bakula sort of time travel
stuff. Yeah, some time travel. Just a little light time travel. So, today, we're going to be listening to some music, and we're going to be deciding whether or not we like it.
Because that's what we do, right?
That's what we do. That's what we do, because we have crowned ourselves as the standard bearers of things that are good and true.
We have.
And quality. Mostly me, though.
Mostly
me. A little bit less Craig. My crown is bigger.
Seriously, like, I tried my hardest for, like, the first 20 minutes, and then I just kind of tap out because I just got nothing.
I just kind of let him say his thing, and then I come at you with the real,
right,
the real whole truth.
The setting of the straightness is pretty much
I set the record straight. Yes. That's what I do. Yes. Let me set the record straight.
Yeah, and my just intellectual wonderings are just cast aside.
No. They're like the palate.
I serve
opener,
as like the foil,
palate cleanser.
Like, you know, not only would people, if they, if it was just you, they would know how brilliant you were, obviously. But with me here, it almost makes that contrast just so
even
much
greater.
More,
yes.
Like, even more dynamic.
Yes.
Yes.
I couldn't agree more.
Hearty agreeableness.
Right.
That just,
they just have
caters
to listen. They just listen to some empty words, yes, you know, and it kind
yes
of like
yes
cleanses the brain of
yes
all sorts
just
of things.
Some blah,
and then
blah,
my
blah
voice.
Me, and then
me.
The velvety intellectualisms of.
That's right.
Yeah.
Your
he
boy wonder,
finger, ladies and 26 gentlemen. I don't know what that was.
26-year-old? No, I didn't. I didn't
it
actually
was a
mean
finger
to.
That was a total finger.
That one was, but that's because you said
finger.
It's a twitch. I can't.
Just every time I think of the bottom of the totem pole, there's just one more part that he's fucking carving out down there. There's just one more
there's
notch
no
down.
Bottom. There's no bottom.
There's no bottom to this totem pole.
Sorry to tell you.
And we're carving it out of a live tree that just keeps growing taller as he's carving it down.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a beautiful metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today we are listening to Snarky Puppy. Do you know Snarky Puppy?
Mm-mm.
Oh, they are a jazz a big band jazz type outfit.
Hmm.
Yeah. And they're okay. They're from Houston, Texas, I believe.
Houston, Texas.
And they've got like a big old rotating cast of characters who play with them, all crazy good.
Are they kind of like the Houston, Texas's version of Pink Martini?
Yeah. Yeah, kinda.
Do they meet in big ballrooms around the country in battle? Because that would
that
be something
I would pay to see.
I would see. I would definitely see that.
Yeah. No, I don't think they do, but I think that's a great business idea right there. That's a great tour.
You could have a metal wrestling thing too. That's
metal thing. Wrestling
or a metal fight, like two metal bands play, and at the end of it, they meet in a ring and
they fight each other. I love it. And they can only use their guitars as weapons.
No weapons. No, I think we don't want to hurt anybody because you want to do it every night of the tour. Because that would put some asses in the seats, right?
Yeah, I don't know. What are the regulations with that?
I really don't know.
But
let's stretch
we'll look
those
into that.
Regulations.
We're going to look into that.
You need a manager.
Yeah, I've been telling you this over and over again.
See, that's something. That's a moneymaker.
Mm-hmm. Well, until you come crack some skulls, I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come, Brian Jones. What the fuck is his name?
Peter Grant.
You gotta come Peter Grant this shit for me, Craig. Come on, I need it.
You just gotta pick a band and stick with it long enough that I can go muscle you into the club, some club dates.
That's right. That'll be my challenge. That's my personal battle.
Yeah, personal battle.
And that's my personal battle, my personal truth.
But
Snarky Puppy, Craig. We're
Houston,
staying on topic.
Jazz, big band.
Yeah,
lots
funk.
Lots of people.
Funk. They do a really cool series of YouTube videos where they record these songs live, and then they invite a bunch of people. Craig's like falling asleep right now.
Let me lull you
to sleep with these interesting facts. They basically play these shows for a very small audience in these recording studios, and they film it all, and all the audience members have headphones like ours, you know. It's very cool. And so you basically get to see the actual performance of the recording on the CD.
Oh, I see what's going down. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's actually like they're recording the song while they have an audience there because they love that audience sort of vibe.
Yeah. But it's a low key audience. They're all sitting down with headphones because it's in a studio or like a big church or something.
Oh, so that's not as pretentious as what it was originally. That's why I was kind of dozing off because it sounded like, it's like an NPR and they're all getting together.
It's a little like that. It's a little
How
NPR.
How NPR are they on a scale from 1 to 10?
Oh no, they're only probably like maybe a 5, maybe a 6 at best.
Okay.
But not too NPR.
How Starbucks soundtrack are they?
They could maybe get around a Starbucks soundtrack. But they've got a lot of funk and soul going on. I would say, like they could get up to a 5 or 6 as well on a Starbucks soundtrack. I don't want to pan it though before we listen to it.
All right. I'm excited. I'm kind of excited for it.
It's cool. They've had some really cool stuff and they go all over the place and they're all just very talented musicians. And it's usually a pretty fun time. So their new album is called Immigrants, and that's IMMIGRANCE. So it's like different than immigrants. It's different. I don't know. Don't ask me how. But it's spelled differently. I don't know if it's a play on words. I'm not smart, but
immigrants.
Immigrants. Do you know what that is, Craig?
ANCE.
Yeah, like immigrants. Immigrants. Mm-mm. Yeah. Strange. And they've got a song. This title caught my eye. It's called Bling Bling. And I want to hear this song.
Immigrants.
Snarky Puppy has some of my favorite drummers, too. They've got some really good, like, gospel chops. Like, these dudes came up in the gospel scene. And
okay.
Those dudes just have the most incredible fills.
Tell me the name of the song again.
It's called Bling Bling.
Okay, Bling Bling.
That's right.
Okay.
So we're going to check it out. And as always, you can check it out, too, on our playlist.
Are they originally... Oh, never mind. Never mind. I'll ask after them.
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
And I'll look up some stuff.
bling bling.
That was some bling bling from Snarky Puppy.
Yeah, what you think, Spence?
You know what? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed the vibes and the atmosphere that song created. I like the bass line. I like the crazy drums. I liked a lot of things about it. That being said, it is not my favorite Snarky Puppy song that I've heard. Mm-hmm. And it did start to get a little meandery, snoozy, snooze times towards the end, I thought. I was a little bit checked out after a while.
Are all of their other stuff very much that, like Chuck Mangione, like morning jazz, late '70s, that late '70s sort of like
jazz
stylings with the vibes and the pad music.
They do that
and
frequently.
That sort of thing.
They've mixed it up in other ways, but yeah, they definitely touch on that a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you think?
I really love the bass and the percussion. Like, yeah. Seriously, that was super interesting, super well done. The guitar, I thought, was really interesting, the way that it worked its way in to a song that really didn't leave a lot of space for the guitar.
Yeah.
It totally did a very nice job of making itself stand out and actually gave the song, like, the parts of it that I liked the best. I think the guitar kind of pulled them up a little
bit. There's some cool effects happening on the guitar.
Yeah. But it's just not for me. I don't think that it's too elevator. You know, it's just real elevator.
That's
to
what
me.
I was a little disappointed with
I
the
can't
song about.
Get that. I can't get that part of it out. You know, I wanted to kind of like, oh, this is a good thing to kind of close my eyes to and then go to sleep too. Yeah. Cause it's so waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really waiting room. It's super well done, dude. It's fucking really,
oh yeah,
fucking top
expertly
fucking shelf
crafted
stuff. But I don't know what to say about it other than the fact that it's I mean, Pink Martini is like the Sex Pistols compared to these guys, you know, as far as like energy and like getting it going, at least as far as this song goes, you know.
Yeah.
They've got a vocalist and everything.
They are an instrumental band. Yeah.
But that being said, like,
it's funny, Michael League, who is the leader, he's like the one constant, he's the bass player, and he writes most of the stuff. He describes the band as a pop band that improvises a lot without vocals, which I thought is interesting. And I can see that more on other songs. This one, though, definitely got a little snoozy. Other ones are sometimes more composed, you know, like they have less of a jam band aspect to it and more of a intentional, like, you know, direction, I would say. This one just kind of hit that place and then just kind of chilled there. And
it was
got a little snoozy.
It did.
I mean, the vibe that they're trying to go for is not like a in-your-face sort of thing. It's definitely like a laid-back grooves, like, you know.
But if you had people live playing the stuff while you were hanging out at the club, like, it would be quite nice and quite awesome.
Oh, yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, this would be super cool stuff. But
great to dance to.
It is it's a long day listening to it on headphones and just focusing straight on that computer, on that song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But still, that being said, there was a lot to enjoy.
I think I still give it a hit because I liked it. I still liked it more than even an or, you know.
Yeah.
I still enjoyed myself the whole way through, but I got to say it's a little disappointing for Snarky Puppy for me as far as I'm concerned. Not like even from a musical perspective, but just like it didn't grab my attention that some of their other stuff has. So,
Are they part of the New Orleans diaspora?
You know, no,
are they
you
originally
know what?
From
they're,
New Orleans?
No, they're so they got started in Denton, Texas, because a lot of them went to University of North Texas.
Okay,
but then they moved, and now they're based in Brooklyn.
Oh,
so they're really Brooklyn based currently, and there's over 40 members of like rotating people who have played for them, and it's people who've played, you know, live for like Erykah Badu, Justin Timberlake, Ari Honig.
So he's kind of like the bass player is kind of like the power force behind it, and all these people just kind of sit in with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And play the parts, and he composes a lot of it. I would definitely check out one of their live videos on YouTube, because that really fleshes it out. You see everybody, like, you know, a 15-piece band doing their thing. It's cool, you know.
No, it's impressive in a lot of ways, and I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I don't know. Either it's going to be a very high or a very low hit for me. Yeah. It's somewhere right
in
there.
It's a low hit for me.
Yeah.
For
I would say it's probably a real high or for me.
Nice.
You know.
I can respect that. Yeah.
I mean, like, I wouldn't be adverse to hearing more of this stuff, more stuff by these guys. But as it's been described to me and from what I've heard, I'm not in a big hurry.
Yeah.
You know. But if NPR does a feature on them, I'll definitely keep listening.
NPR. Yeah, I'm sure they'll get a shout out with this new album.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well.
It's a good one to share. It's a good one to get on my radar.
Yeah. No, we haven't done an instrumental jazz type band in a while, so I figured that would be kind of good.
That's very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I'm always thinking.
Nice, Spencer Reddy.
I'm always thinking of the little subgenre. Oh, you know, so many subgenre. I love them all so much. Mwah. Yes. I take a little bit post rock and I take a little bit new wave and I mix them up together, and what do you get?
Oh. Pop. With improvisation.
Are you okay?
And no vocals. That's what you get. That's what this is.
That's what this is.
Pop.
Yeah.
With improvisation. Improvisation.
And no vocals.
A lot of improvisation.
A solid amount with improvisation.
And no vocal.
And no vocals. Although.
That's like saying, like, noise melodically arranged with human noises included.
No, I see what he's saying with that. It could, because they oftentimes have a lot of hooks and they have like a lot of more straightforward beats. They don't get as heady as some of that crazy jazz shit, you know.
Okay. I might have a little bit of a warped. I need to get like a...
You might be warped
I might be a little warped.
Well, I think this has been another fun episode of Hit or Shit. What do you think, Craig?
Yeah, I'm about 60-40 on it.
Oh, yeah, I could tell. He's been half checked out the whole time.
He's
been trying.
Really,
he's been trying, folks.
I've really tried
he's
to
been
rally.
Trying
Did
hard.
I fall asleep during this one again?
Only with your eyes open. There's this look that you
attention.
Get when you kind of you're just like
whoa,
I want
talking.
This to be over.
No, I get the look. It's not that. It's like he's been talking. I'm gonna have to think of something to say.
Oh yeah, I wasn't listening.
I
found that I didn't care a single ounce about anything he was saying.
It just kind of goes into. It's like it's just so nice and like I just want to go to sleep. Kind of. I don't know.
This is compelling podcasting, folks. This is how you do it. This is how it's done. You don't really listen.
Truth. That's the truth.
That
like,
is
seriously.
That's true.
Sometimes I want to put my head down on the desk and go to sleep.
And that's fine.
And not just podcasting. I mean, like,
just in general.
I'm just heading into that period of life. It's going to be the great napping coming up for the
great
napping.
It sounds very nice. Sounds very nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we can start getting these sessions down to a little more reasonable time length, because Craig and
I could just
fucking hammer these out.
He's sleeping now. That's why we're going to have guests.
Okay.
Soon, like, it can just be like Spencer
so
and the
you're
guests.
Just going to fall asleep on air.
Christ, Craig.
You're just going to fall asleep. If you if you're
sleeping.
Snoring, I'm waking you up.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's
can't
fair.
Have that fucking up the audio, but I'll let you sleep. Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Fine. I don't even know if I'll be that loud. I've gotten a lot. I've lost some weight, so I don't even know if I snore.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. So, I'm always sleeping, so.
Well, I'm glad to know that such riveting content. Such riveting content.
I think we broke it down very nicely.
I agree. I think so too.
Yeah.
And I want to hear what people out there think. So you guys, if you're still listening to this, you're
how
a fucking
they
champion.
Like
they would
they
go to Spotify and look up Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Okay.
And then you go to the profile of the Idiots Discuss the Universe. Because
not
there's
where
a profile.
To the podcast.
Right.
But the other. The
there's
other,
two
there's
separate
two
things.
Oh,
you'll
okay.
see the podcast
right,
and then you'll
right,
see the
okay.
user profile that is Idiots Discuss the Universe. And if you click on that, we've got a bunch of playlists that we've made.
But what if I don't have Spotify on my phone and I've only got like this the normal people apps on
if
there?
You don't have Spotify, not to worry. You can head over to Apple Music or iTunes or Apple Podcasts. You look up Idiots Discuss the Universe. You look us up. We're right there. We're the first thing that pops up. You got tons of shit to listen to. You can rate and subscribe and review, because that super fucking helps us out.
But what if I think that like Apple's trying to like send the world into the next apocalypse and register my children.
Oh boy,
with,
one of these. All right.
Matrix.
Well, you know, you can go to Podbean. You can go to Podbean.
Okay, Podbean.
All of our stuff is on Podbean as well. It's really anywhere where you can find podcasts.
I just get it anywhere.
Yeah, you can just look
anywhere. Just like and subscribe there.
Anywhere
too.
You get
That's
it. Yes,
too.
All the places.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
And if you ever have any comments or questions or concerns, you can email those to idtu.podcast@gmail.com.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
That's
you know, easy. If you want, you got some hate mail, you got that's some easy. Shit you're trying to get off your chest, we will read it on air if it is nicely composed.
What if I went to like go find some like, you know, charming jokes and fun pictures to look at that
well,
are themed towards our podcast.
It sounds like you should probably go dunk your head in a river and just leave it there until you stop moving.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen,
because that's where you're at with your life.
It's such hate.
No, you should go to our Instagram.
I'm just building good radio. It's all I'm trying to do.
Yeah,
just trying to do good radio.
That's all he's trying to do, folks. You go to the Instagram. You go to the Instagram and you look up Idiots Discussing Universe, and we're there too. And Craig is always sharing stuff. You know, he's
we hate him.
We don't like him at all.
We don't like him at all.
We don't like him, but he's doing it. You know, he's doing it. So that's a thing.
Endlessly. But we don't like it. And
I want everyone listening to comment on the post. We don't like Craig. If you're listening to this, comment on the next one you see. We don't like Craig.
Yeah.
And let's get a thing going.
Let's do that. Let's get... That sounds like really great for his.
It sounds great. We want the virality.
Self-acceptance. Yes. I don't need self-esteem.
That's
done with that.
That's what we're working on.
Self-acceptance, but that'll help.
Self-respect.
A lot of negative feedback.
Self-respect.
Really help me find
we're piling it on, baby.
Landscape.
That's
I can
right.
really see it clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be great. Thank
we're
you.
We're all about self-help.
Thank
here.
You, Spencer.
You're welcome.
Yeah, if you can just slip in maybe some, like, you know, glad handing towards Spencer,
that
too.
Would be much appreciated.
Well.
Yes.
Oh, yes. He does love his flattery.
I do. I do indeed. It doth tickles me so. Ah, yes. I can never get enough of it. So,
my flattery. Admirers.
Yes. I can barely keep them away, I must say. Oh. Well, in all honesty, folks, you know, this is a two-man job right here.
This is a poor excuse for a podcast by two folks who got nothing better to do.
Yep.
Except talking to a microphone for
That's
7
right.
hours a week.
But hey, you're listening, so joke's on you.
Yeah, where's that put you, baby?
Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.